Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello everybody, my name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be doing a follow-up on the last video that we did on the Josh Bice scandal at G3 Ministries, which I think will bring down G3 Ministries. I don't see a way that they recover from that because the details get worse. In the last video, we talked about that, he was basically removed from the ministry and even from being a pastor of his local church for slandering various ministers, which did include Vody Bachum, Tom Askell, and John MacArthur. But some of what was being considered slander at the time was more like criticism. Now, he did make some accusations against Tom Askell from an anonymous account. There's some other stuff. But what clearly crosses the line, and that is what we're going to talk about today, because he went to Julie Roy's to slander Vody Bachum and Tom Askell. And that is a line that is very much an accuser of the brethren level of slanderer. So that's what we're going to talk about today, this detail, because this detail has G3 personalities rethinking whether they think that Josh Bice is sincere in his repentance. So we're going to talk about the latest news from this, but before we get to that, we'll let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We were around for the meme wars of 2023, in which we were on the side against Josh Bice in that debate, in that discourse. And Josh Bice and G3 Ministries ultimately lost that discourse against Christian nationalism. And a lot of what we're seeing transpiring today occurred because of that discourse from back then. So anyway, long story short, we've been around to cover that, and you can support our work over our Patreon-like system. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. And I got a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, available on linked in the description below. So let's get into this article that I wrote over the weekend, because we don't do weekend videos around here. So there's a statement that was put out by G3 Ministries providing a necessary update to what is going on here. So this is a statement regarding Vody Bachum, and it's written by Josh Bice himself. So this is the first public comment that we have from Josh Bice. We have heard from multiple accounts that he is indeed repentant. And I'll get into whether we should believe his repentance or not in a second. But let's read this. In a past critique of Vody Bachum and Founders Ministries, I made unsubstantiated and sinful remarks, including leading questions that attacked evidence, that lacked evidence, and called into question the good reputation of my brother Vody Bachum. I was deceived by the deceitfulness of sin and allowed myself to be led down a path that dishonored God and unjustly maligned faithful men and ministries through unrighteous critical spirit cloaked in animosity. The details originally shared with me were without merit. The accusations proved to be unfounded. False claims that should have never been used to criticize Vody Bachum, Tom Askell, or Founders Ministries. This week, I met privately with Vody Bachum and personally asked for his forgiveness, as I plan to do with others in the days to come. I also humbly ask for your forgiveness, recognizing that my actions have caused confusion and division. Sincerely, Josh Bice. So this is Josh Bice saying that he slandered and made unsubstantiated claims against Vody Bachum. And here's a look at what the claims were. So this is an email from Josh Bice's burner account, which he went by the alias Tom Smith. And he sent this email to the Roy's Report. So Julie Roy's decided that it was a good idea for her to publish this. And for the purposes of clicks, yes, it was. But this is really a cell phone on her part, which we'll get to in a second. But let's read the email that was sent to Julie Roy's as This is simply a little tip. That's how the message begins. He continues, Vody Bachum is preparing to return to the United States, where he will reside in Florida and join Tom Askell's church. So he sent this on December 16th, 2024. This news broke in, I believe, November of 2024. A couple of things remain unanswered. So what's remaining unanswered? And it's two accusations that come from 2021. He says, number one, fault lines. I have compelling evidence from sources informing me that major sections of his book were written by a ghostwriter. I've heard that as well. And a lot of books by famous people are written by ghostwriters. You're going to need to do more to wet people's beak with a clickbait here. It is also believed that the ghostwriter sources material from James Lindsay, which is why Bachum was accused of plagiarism. And again, this accusation of plagiarism was weighed, measured, and found wanting at the time. Like, even James Lindsay, who hates the church, hates Christians, did not agree with the plagiarism charge. So that kind of ends that accusation. Number two, Bice writes, Vody Bachum experienced a major health crisis where he needed heart surgery to repair the problems. A GoFundMe was started by Tom Askell for Bachum's health needs. The fund raised $1.4 million. The operation by a cash patient would have been no more than $300,000. The real question remains, where is the $1.1 million? Now Vody is headed home, and guess where he will be living? Florida. Partnering with Tom Askell. People should know where the money is if they give for an emergency operation and it's being used for something else. That's deceitful. So this is where Josh Bice woke up on December 16, 2024 and chose libel. He emailed Julie Royce a tip for her to pursue in the hopes of bringing down Vody Bachum and Tom Askell. And Bachum's a world-renowned preacher and is in the process of launching a seminary and he's partnering with Vody Bachum for a prominent role in that seminary. So some key details there. And that is what prompted Josh Bice to send this email, because of the timeline of the seminary announcement from Tom Askell. The actions of Bice are indeed shocking, but we got to appreciate one thing about what Josh Bice did, even though it was in sin. When he wanted to slander a brother in Christ, when he wanted to libel Vody Bachum and Tom Askell, he went to Julie Royce. He knew that that was the place, that was the outlet to go if you wanted to slander a faithful pastor in Christ, that you go to Julie Royce, because she has no qualms about going after male pastors who sometimes do things wrong, but sometimes she'll go after, say, Liberty University for a snowball fight. So that is the level of journalism you can expect at the Royce Report. And Josh Bice knew that. He knew that he could get this story drummed up by Julie Royce, who, spoiler alert, is running with this story because she's the one that published these details. But as you can see, she writes, now that these allegations are public, it's incumbent on Bachum and Askell to provide documentation. It's really not complicated. So she is using the situation to go after Vody Bachum now, even though the accusations were deemed slanderous at the time, even though that Josh Bice's allegations had no evidence, there was no bait for this click. She's trying to use this story to use these debunked, baseless allegations, because they are baseless, against Vody Bachum now. So that's the type of person that Julie Royce is. And it's funny as it is pathetic. And now let's get to Tom Buck. He has weighed in on the story and he's taken aback by the revelations here. And I'll load his tweet for, the primary source. He says, I don't speak for the G3 board, but as a board member, so it's important to note that Tom Buck, my favorite church lady, is a board member at G3 Ministries. And And he continues, I think Josh Bice's statement is not true, an accurate representation of what actually transpired. And what I gather from Tom Buck's tone is that he was there for the conversation between Josh Bice and Vody Bachum. That is the level of authority that he's speaking of or speaking with when he's making this statement here. He's speaking as someone who is there for the conversation and is stating that Josh Bice was not fully transparent about what he did. He writes, when Josh met with Vody, the email below was not yet discovered. So Josh has not yet repented to Vody for going to Roy's to get her to investigate him. In fact, he never told Vody that he had done this wicked act. Furthermore, I believe this to be more of the ongoing minimization by Josh of his sin. Ongoing is an interesting word to use there. So he seems to have some other indications that this is an ongoing thing. He continues, he lied about Vody misappropriating funds and lied about his accusation in his accusation of plagiarism. He claimed to have evidence for his lies. It was quite clear that Josh's actions were purely vindictive. Josh didn't merely criticize Vody. He vindictively lied about him and slandered his name. I'm personally grieved by the lack of by Josh's lack of true repentance. You can read the email below that Josh sent to Roy's report and decide for yourself. I can't approve of the misrepresentation by Josh in his apology. So I got a couple of issues with this. First of all, Tom Buck here is voiding Josh Bice's apology on the basis of not being exhaustive enough. And I take issue with that part. Now, he could be right about Josh Bice minimizing the extent of what he did. Whereas Bice claimed to have repented to Vody Bachum, Buck, as though he were there for the conversation between Bachum and Bice, claims that Bice did not repent of trying to recruit Julie Roy's to his sinful cause. So let's talk about, there's two more things to talk about. One being who gave Josh Bice the information, who gave him the tip that he then used to go after Vody Bachum for. Let's talk about that in a second, but let's talk about the repentance angle. I have no reason to think that at this time, even with these conflicting statements, because Tom Askell also said something along these lines that he's, you know, very much not pleased with the level of repentance. I got that vibe from Tom Askell's statement as well. And first of all, when someone has an ongoing pattern of sin, which they committed for, I don't know, a number of years, let's say, you know, this would have been year three of him committing this sin. It's not expected behavior or even necessarily, you know, if someone's confessing their sins to you, I don't think you want the itemized list of every bit of slander that he committed on these burner accounts for the last 3 years. I don't even think Josh Bice can remember all that he did. Now, the December one, I think it would be more fresh on his mind that he went to Julie Roy's. I think that would stand out a little bit. But here's the thing. Are we going to expect Josh Bice to write down every thing that he lied about on these burner accounts and then say, this is what I repent of? Or should it be more simple than that? Yes, he should repent to the people that he slandered. He should do that. But if he's repenting of Vody, if he's repenting to Vody Bachum for slandering Vody Bachum, does he have to say to Vody Bachum every time he slandered him? Or is a blanket apology, a blanket repentance good enough to the person that he slandered? So I don't like the precedent. I don't like the thing that Vody Bachum is saying there. There is an instance where, you know, people in these circles might not like to accept repentance. They don't always like to see pastors who fall repent and get back into being restored into the body. Not the ministry, but the body of Christ. Some people don't want to see that. The other thing, the last thing I want to talk about is who gave Josh Bice this bogus intel that was shared with him to go after Vody Bachum with. And there's one major suspect of people that operate in the G3 circles that do not play nice with other people in outside ministries who are just as petty. And, you know, the person who comes to mind is Michael O'Fallon. Maybe Michael O'Fallon didn't do this. I don't think Michael O'Fallon knew about the burner accounts. Because these burner accounts had no engagement. So Michael O'Fallon, I don't think, was aware of the burner accounts. But I do think Josh Spice wanted to impress Michael O'Fallon. For some reason, it's very odd that that's a person you want to impress. Because he was on the board of G3. He was kicked off the board of G3, but he was on the board of G3 during much of this conflict between G3 and people outside of G3. And honestly, I think he was trying to impress Michael O'Fallon, and maybe that came up in a group chat of theirs or something. So that's my read of the situation. I think Josh Bice is not an original thinker, other than the cessationist stuff. He's very much a stickler on that issue. But as far as going after Bodie Bauckham or Tom Askell, I think he's doing that for someone else. He's doing that to impress someone else. He's trying to be a part of the fight. And that's my read of the situation. So let me know what you think about what I think. And my name is Reyes, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this content, do subscribe to the channel. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.